A remembrance to be proud of. A message from your chair, Barry Coop. As we approach the end of 2024, it's natural for us to reflect on what has happened over the past year and look ahead to the one to come. In the last few issues, our CEO, Adrian Bell, and I have both written about the current transformational work underway to ensure the charity can support blind veterans for as long as we're needed. I'm pleased to say that this work is progressing well, and every decision made by the trustees has been based around the question of what's best for you all, both today and importantly in the long term. Last month, I had the honour of representing the charity at the Festival of Remembrance at London's Royal Albert Hall, and was also fortunate enough to attend the Remembrance Sunday March at the Cenotaph. As always, it was an incredibly moving experience. In fact, this year, even more so, as I was marching next to two granddaughters of D-Day veteran and member George Chandler. Sadly, George passed away just a few weeks before he was due to march with us, but his granddaughters did him proud, marching in his honour. As we chatted, it became clear that their grandfather must have crossed paths with my father before he was blinded in 1943, as they both served on motor torpedo boats in Malta. Amazing. I was also delighted to hear that as many as 50 Blind Veterans UK wreaths were laid across the country. What's more, we were represented at a remembrance event held by the Mayor of London in City Hall. The event was attended by member Wayne Perry and staff member Glynis Gillam, and guests were treated to the stunning series of portraits we commissioned of our D-Day veterans to mark D-Day 80. Wayne is one of our standard bearers, and I was very proud to attend his dedication ceremony in June in Rugby. And you'll hear more about all our remembrance activities later. On a more sombre note, long-term members may remember Gerard Frost, who joined us as finance director in 1986 and became CEO until 2000. Gerard's daughter has very kindly let us know that sadly he passed away in July. Although I never met Gerard, I understand that he played a crucial role in steering the charity through its own transformation to widen the membership. His daughter says that before his death, he still enjoyed having the review read aloud to him. I'm sure you will join me in sending my sincere condolences to his family. Life is so fleeting. Please take care, and I wish you all a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year.